Last Mishnah here in the 17th Parak of Masechas Shabbos. Continuing with our discussion of Muktzah, where we know that items which have a utility are considered mutter to handle. They are nitalin b'Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, kol kisuya hakelim, any lid, sheyesh lahem beis achiza, that has a handle, nitalin b'Shabbos. If it has a handle, like a knob, then it's considered to be a kli. Rabbi Yossi says, Bamed var mamurim, what does it mean that you're only allowed to handle a top, a cover? If it has a kli, but if you don't have a handle, you're not allowed to use it on, you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. That's bekisuya hakarkos. That's when you have the lid over a pit in your backyard that you used to, like a manhole cover. That's more attached to the ground, so it needs to have a handle to be considered an independent kli, a vessel. But avo bekisuya kalim, but the cover of your pot, benkach ubenkach, whether it has a handle or not, it's nitolin b'Shabbos. You're allowed to handle it on Shabbos. Now, the Gemara explains that everybody agrees that if it's a pot handle, even if it doesn't have a beis achiza, and when it's talking about a kisuye karka, when it's just a manhole cover, then it for sure, the machlokas is when you have kalim that are mechubarim lekarka. A kli, let's say you have a swimming pool, it's not really a kli, it's probably too big to be a kli, but let's say you have a jug which you affix to the ground, so that would be a kli that's mechubar lekarka. Maybe a swimming pool is a kli that's mechubar lekarka, depends how big it is, depends what it's holding. So there you have the machlokas between Rabbi Yudah Chachamim, we pass on like the Chachamim. Perek Shmona Asar, first mission in the 18th Perek. New discussion. This is about Tircha, about exertion on Shabbos. We're trying to create a situation where we're nach, where we're resting, where we're focused on Ruchnias. We're not dealing with, you know, Home Depot projects on Shabbos. The Gemara wants to know, what about schlepping stuff around, which has a lot of tircha for certain purposes? So mefanin, you're allowed to clear out afilu arba v'chamesh kupos shel tevin, even 4 or 5 containers full of straw v'shel tvua and of another kind of straw, mipnei ha'orchim, mipnei bitul beis medrash. Think about it, in the old days where they used to sit outside, or even today, let's say you had a patio full of baskets of wheat on top of your furniture, you can move it because of the orachim and because of the beis medrash, even though there's a lot of schlepping involved. But since having guests is a tzorach of that makom, or having people to sit and learn there is a beis medrash, then it's mutter to move it. Avalo es ha'otzer, but you can't clear everything where, if you do that, in the old days, these were wooden floored storehouse, excuse me, not wooden, they were dirt floor storehouses, and the concern is you might smooth out the dirt floor, which is a problem of bone, if indoors, if you're smoothing a dirt floor. Mefanin truma tahora, you're allowed to clear out this bucket, this container full of fruit, which is truma tahora, which even though a Jew who is not a Kohen is not allowed to eat it, but since a Kohen is allowed to eat it, it's fine. Udamai, a demai is something which maybe was taken, maybe was not taken off, but since you can give it to a poor person, umay sarishin shenit lomit trumaso, or the portion of the levi, which the levi took off the truma for the kohen, and it's mutter to eat, umay sasheni vehekta sheniftu, or my sasheni, that tithe for the first and second year and fourth and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, which is eaten in Yerushalayim, or you redeem it, or Hektish, which was redeemed, all those are permitted to eat, or Turmas Hayavesh, some kind of legume, even though it's a little bit bitter and it's hard, nonetheless, Nitolim b'Shabbos, why b'neishu Michael la'anian, because it is the food of poor people, somebody normally will eat it. Aval lo'as ha'tevel, you can't move tevel. Tevel is food which you have not taken truma from, so it's absolutely prohibited, so it's going to be muktzah. V'lo ma'isarishin shalon nitra trumaso, or you gave it to the levi, you gave him his 10%, but he didn't take off the section that needs to be taken for the kohen, so that's also forbidden. V'lo es ma'isasheni v'hektish lo niftu, or ma'isasheni, that tithe or hektish belongs to the Beis HaMikdash that was not redeemed. V'lo es haluf, v'lo es hachardol. Haluf is some kind of onion, and chardol is not ro'oi to eat on its own. Chardal is mustard seed, and it needs to be prepared, and you can't prepare it, grind it up, or mix it together on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel matar b'luf mibnei shumachal orvin. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that even though that onion is very difficult to eat, and you wouldn't generally eat it, however, since you can feed it to your orev, since you can give it to your raven. So it's not called out of the realm of use, but the Chachamim disagree. They say, how many people have a raven hanging around? And therefore, since it's not mutter, since you don't usually have it, it's not mutter. And some explain that according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, even luf is not just mutter, even chardal is mutter because you can give it to a dove, according to one brisa. And that is the end of Mishnah Aleph.